Now, Ben, could we have a microphone down for this poor man on his bed? Michael, how are you doing? You're okay. Can I just give... Come on. Now, Michael, you are so polite. You really are, because actually, if that was me down there, I'd be very cheesed off.
Oh.
Because I knew most of the answers. Well, I knew all the answers because I did the quiz. But nobody actually asked you, did they?
They didn't.
They didn't. And I'm sure you were waving your hand, but Noel never noticed you because you're on the floor looking at the ceiling, aren't you?
Yes.
You've been there probably about 12 minutes.
Is that all?
It's very hard, isn't it? Because actually, it seems like you've been there forever.
Mm.
And you are fed up of being there, really, aren't you? You would much rather go and sit down in a chair like everyone else, wouldn't you?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, no, you're not going to. Because I need to tell a story. Because in the Bible, there was a guy who spent most of his life in that position. And his legs didn't work.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to walk. He wasn't able to go anywhere. And he probably didn't wash very much. And going to the bathroom or going to the toilet would have been a real issue.
Yeah, that must be very hard.
Yeah, it must be very hard. Just hope you don't need to go, do you, Michael?
No.
Good, because you're going to be there a bit longer. But what we're going to do is we're going to show you a video. Now, I don't know who's heard of the Chosen films. The films about Jesus called The Chosen. They're all online, they're all free to watch, and they are really good quality. We are going to show a clip from one of those, and it is how Jesus healed a man who could not walk. So, Michael, can you see okay?
Just about.
Good. Hold on to your microphone. Let's watch the video show.
Jesus of Nazareth! I saw what you did to the leper on the road this morning. My friend has been paralyzed since childhood. He has no hope but you. Please, do for him what you did for the leper.
That's a rope!
Put it back, man!
If you are willing, Rabbi, I know you can do this.
You wanted. Get out your tablet at least.
Harry! Is he in danger?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
He's got room in there?
Yeah.
Can you believe we're really here for this?
Whose authority do you teach? Answer me.
If you are willing, Rabbi, you know you can.
Hey, I'm talking to you. By whom do you teach? Certainly not the authority of any rabbi from Nazareth. Where did you study?
Your faith is beautiful. Son, take heart. Your sins are forgiven. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Right. I ask you, which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? It's easy to say anything, no? But to show you, and so that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. I say to you, my son, rise, pick up your bed, and go home.
If you want to watch more, you have to go to the Chosen app, as it says on screen, and you can watch for yourselves. What a brilliant story, isn't it? We see how Jesus brought a new beginning to somebody's life. Now, if we think about this new year, we often think about new beginnings, don't we? What is going to happen in the year ahead? Maybe you've made New Year's resolutions, maybe there are things you want to see happen. But what I want to do is just reflect on the story, just for a few moments, about the man who was paralyzed, who could not walk, who couldn't go anywhere for himself. He was seen as a man who was actually very sinful, because the Jews believed that because he was paralyzed, he probably committed some terrible sins. And they looked at him and said, he must be a real sinner. He couldn't go to temple, he couldn't go to worship, he could not wash himself probably, he was probably a bit stinky, a bit smelly, oh. Unlike you, okay, unlike Michael down on the floor. So his life was so limited, and yet his life was changed with one encounter. I wonder who's the most famous person you've ever met. Let's have some people shout. Anybody famous you want to tell us you've met? Anybody?
Steve Wozniak.
Okay.
The guy from Top Gear. I always
think. The one from Top Gear. The tall one?
No, the short one.
Richard May.
Thank you.
Okay. How about Ashley Borman?
Lewis Hamilton.
Any better takers than Lewis Hamilton? Mick Boyce.
Sting.
You've met Sting.
He saw him.
Oh, we see him. Okay. Yes. Megan. Oh. Whoa. Okay, let's see if we can go back to Matt Baker. Jill.
I was a sting bob with Jim Carver.
Were you? Jim Carver from Downton Abbey. Yes, Hazel. This is going to be good. The Jam.
Yeah.
You met... Yeah.
He's a cousin of yours.
Ooh! Okay, we're getting big famous people over here. Yes, Dillis. Oh, Pasha from... Ooh, very good. Ian?
We saw the Queen's hat.
You saw the Queen's hat? I'm not sure that counts as meeting. Heather? Neil Diamond, sweet Caroline, that's all we can say about that. Yes, Jenny.
Richard Branson.
Jimmy Page. Any more? Do you know, during the summer, I met Anton Dubek. We were at Goodwood, and we were leaving, and he was coming in with his little family. And I said, hello. He said, hello. And then we just left, and he arrived. We didn't tango. Because there's a lot, we've obviously got a lot in common, me and Anton Dubek. Suave, sophisticated, dancing and all that. Anyway, see, what happens here, this man has an encounter with someone amazing. He has an encounter with Jesus, which was going to change his life. Four friends, the Bible says, they lowered him through the roof. They cut away all the kind of mud and the kind of wicker stuff that would have been on the roof. And as you saw, lowered to the feet of Jesus. And I wondered what he thought was going to happen next. Was he going to be shouted at? Was he going to be told, you know, well, he couldn't run away or go away, could he? But basically what happened was he encountered Jesus that changed his life forever. And I want to say to you this year, how are you going to encounter Jesus? Are you going to make that a priority of your life, to spend time alone with Christ? Because when we spend time with Jesus, our lives are transformed, absolutely transformed. And the great thing is, he wants to meet with us. But so often we don't make him a priority. We don't search him out. We don't seek for him. Because the Bible says when we seek him, we will find him. The second thing we see about this man was that he was forgiven. Hallelujah. Forgiven. That's what he didn't expect. He was thinking, maybe Jesus is going to do something. Maybe I'll get healed. But Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. And everybody was really, well, the religious people were really up in arms about this, because they said, only God can forgive sins. And Jesus said, well, what's the easiest thing to do? Say to you, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk. It's obviously easy just to say your sins forgiven, because people don't know if it's true or not. But he said, just to prove that your sins are forgiven, we're going to do something else. But forgiveness is a gift, isn't it? That God offers every single one of us. And the truth is, we are all, you know, we all upset God, don't we, by the things we do. We all fail God. There are things we say, we think that we do. And yet God offers us complete 100% forgiveness. And maybe this year that's the way you need to start. Perhaps you've wandered away from God and you need to come back. You need to say to God, I'm sorry that I have not been the person you want me to be. Please forgive me. And God will forgive you everything. The last thing, which I think is amazing, is that Jesus then decided, well, actually, I'm going to heal you. So he says to him, get up. Get up. It's a miracle in church. He then said to him, take your bed and go home. What a brilliant thing. And you can see that as that happened, if you read in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Mark, everybody praised God. And what I love about The Chosen is how the man just stands before Jesus and then just reaches out and hugs him. And Jesus hugs him back. You see, for me, healing is one of those things because that we all need, because we're all broken, aren't we? Maybe, you know, some of us physically, some of us emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we all have those areas of our life where we're broken. And my prayer is for 2022 is that we will see God do some amazing healings in our midst. If I would say to you this morning, Jesus is here. Jesus just got Michael off his bed, and Jesus is offering you healing today. I wonder whether you'd be queued up, whether you'd be stood there saying, well, I want some of the healing. I want some of that. Because I think the truth is we probably all need healing. But do we seek that healing from God? Do we ask Jesus to heal us? My prayer is that as we go into this year, we will see people reach out for the healing that only God can give them. And their lives will be made fresh, new. They will have a new beginning, a new story to tell of what only God can do. What the other amazing thing is, and if it wasn't for COVID, I would have done this morning. There were four friends, weren't there? We don't know what the names was. When I do this story at school, I call them Ned, Ted, Ed, and Fred. Because it's funny. But there were four guys who decided, oh, and a woman, obviously. There were four guys who decided that they would carry their friend on his bed so that he could encounter Jesus. And the great thing is that actually as we share our faith, as we pray with people, as we talk to people, we too can bring people to Christ so they can encounter him, so they can be forgiven, and they can know God's healing as well. And my prayer is that for each of us, we will experience for ourselves what Christ can do, but we will share him with others so that they too can be blessed. I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to pray together now. And we're going to pray for ourselves and for our church that in 2022, we would firstly encounter Christ. Secondly, we would know his forgiveness. And thirdly, we would know his healing. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we have sung about your goodness. We look back on 2021 and we just thank you and we praise you for the way that you have been with us, the way that you have blessed us and journeyed with us. And now, Father, as we look ahead into 2022, we want to pray, Father, that for each of us, that every day we would encounter Jesus Christ in our lives. We would find time to be in his presence. We would encounter him where we work, where we serve, where we learn. We would encounter him through everything that we do. We would see him face to face, and we would hear his voice. We pray too, Father, that we would know his forgiveness in our lives. Father, as day by day we perhaps fail you, we pray that you would forgive us and cleanse us from all our sin and all our unrighteousness. And lastly, Father, we pray that for each of us we would know your healing in our lives. You would heal our brokenness. You would give us strength physically, mentally, Lord, that you would bring healing to us. Emotionally, you would heal the scars that perhaps we carry. And spiritually, you would renew us day by day. Father, as 2022, as we go into 2022, Lord, we pray that we would share you with others, that we would bring others to you so that you might bless them. And now, Father, we pray all this and we ask this in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen.